Zoomer Radio in downtown Toronto, Liberty Village, Nikki Yanofsky, Nerve, love that song. And the Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited about the weather on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Always love having this special guest on the show because it usually means spring is just around the corner or we're in the heat of summer, but neither of those is true this time. Charlie Dobbin, host of The Garden Show on Zoomer Radio, is here to help us save our sleeping plants from a premature bloom with all this warm weather. The perennials are very confused, Charlie. They're very confused.
Oh, you know it. It's just been crazy, this mild weather. The insects, the frogs, the turtles, everybody's confused by what's going on.
I was just doing a little tour of my backyard gardens yesterday, Charlie, in anticipation of speaking with you. And I do have some sprouts sprouting in the middle of February. So what should I do about these sprouts, which inevitably will be snowed on at some point?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Even though it's mild and very mild, this weather we're having today in the next few days, it's going to get cold again. So what can you do now? If you have, well, not a lot, actually. The bottom line is most plants, even if they start to poke up above ground and then it gets really cold again, you may ultimately see some frost damage on the little pokers that came up, the little leaves.
Yeah.
I mean, there's daffodils, snowdrops. What did you, do you recognize what it is that was coming up?
It is, they have a white flower and they bloom in May. And that's why I was so surprised to see them come up. The name escapes me, but they are perennials.
Yeah, so unlikely to die. The thing that will happen is we will probably see some frost damage. We'll see some, you know, yellow brown tips on some of these little plants that have emerged early. But because it's not going to stay warm for too long, they're not moving fast, right? The ground is still very cold. The plants are not, you know, bursting forth from below ground. Though with a couple of days of mild temperatures and rain, we'll see even more growth. What I would recommend, if you have access to some leaves that aren't frozen solid or some soil, you know, topsoil, anything like that, if you can throw something on top of those little plants that is soil or leaves, and that won't blow away, then that will provide just a little bit of protection for the next couple of weeks. And next year, remember, mulch, that bark, the crushed bark mulch, or any kind of a sort of a pile over top of our plants in the fall will keep them dormant longer.
Okay, that's good to know. It's almost like it keeps them warm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to think of it as sort of a blanket. It's
okay.
Not really a warm thing. It's more just protecting the plants from the extreme temperature extremes that we get, right?
Yeah.
So that's part of the issue right now. You know, it was 26 below zero at my place 2 weeks ago. And, you know, now it's, you know, going to be 10. Or more today. So that is what is hard on the plants, is the extremes.
Yeah.
And that's where mulch helps.
I just want to ask you about the bugs and the animals, because my concern is that things that are normally winter killed off and then come back in the spring when they're supposed to really haven't had the benefit of that winter kill. And so will there be odd things attaching themselves to the leaves of my plants this summer? And why are the animals digging in my garden in the middle of winter? Charlie, help me.
Great question. I love it. Okay, who's digging? Could be skunks. Like some animals don't hibernate, right?
Yeah.
Voles are a big problem where I live. Voles, they do their thing under the snow. Now that the snow has melted, they're back underground. But when there's snow, they're racing all over the place, eating all kinds of lawns and plants. For sure, we're seeing activity from things like skunks. I saw a frog swimming in a stream a week ago that should have been fast asleep. So yeah, things are waking up a bit early. They will go back down to hibernate if they need to. I don't know about the bugs that may or may not have been killed off this winter. Hard to say. It's going to be, we're going to have to watch and see. There's always new, what we call invasive insects arriving, and global warming, right? Birds are heading into different areas to get their food when they need it, and bugs are moving north.
And just a real quick question before you go, should we be turning the soil or anything like that when it's this mild, or just sort of leave it be?
Oh, leave it be. And when the ground is really wet, it's best to stay off it. because you will cause compaction that you can never fix. Though I did speak with a gardener the other day. She's in Milton. She said her ground has not frozen at all this winter. So she's been out there edging, doing all kinds of garden things all winter, which I was shocked by because my ground has been frozen.
Yeah.
So yeah, but stay, if it's wet and soggy, stay off it. If it's dry enough, yeah, but don't be turning soil or planting or digging or anything like that. Sure, you can do some edging. And if you see a few weeds, pull them up.
Our guest is the gardening queen, Charlie Dobbin, host of The Garden Show, every Saturday morning at 9 on Zoomer Radio. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks. Have a great gardening season, you too.